This is episode 78 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from James Kelly's book, Lone Believer, My Journey as a UFO Abductee. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from chapter 1. When James was 6 years old, he'd just been given permission to sleep out in the backyard. And this is where we join his story. So this is what James has written. After untying and rolling out my sleeping bag, I climbed in and adjusted my pillow. The fresh cut grass was the perfect mattress, and I loved the smell of it. Even today, that is still my favourite scent in the whole world. A big sigh of relief came over me as I thought of the summer ahead of me. I smiled at how my first day of awesomeness was ending. I was so lucky to be able to be outside this late at night. Looking up at the stars, I tried to count all the big ones that I could see. There were even several shooting stars that night, but there was one star I saw that would change my life forever. At first, I thought it was a large shooting star. I was excited because I had never seen a shooting star that big or bright before. I watched the star glide across the night sky and then stopped in place. I thought that was weird because shooting stars don't usually stop in the sky. They streak across until they disappear. After looking at it for what seemed like forever, I noticed that the light was growing bigger and brighter, and then in a heartbeat it was directly above me. This wasn't a shooting star, I thought. And then my heart pounded as I found myself looking at a brightly lit angular craft, and it continued to hover over me in the air. There was no noise or sound of engines. Instead, it was completely silent. I studied the lights coming from underneath it. There was a large light on the bottom of the craft and single lights at each corner. There was also windows on the sides with people standing there watching me. My mind raced back to Saturday sci-fi shows like Woman from Mars, and fear gripped my little heart. I sat up to run and call for my mum and dad, but then I was enveloped with a sense of peace that drove away the fear. It was like nothing I'd ever felt before, like being wrapped in a soft, warm blanket. After lying back down, I heard a woman's voice in my head. It was a calm and loving voice that said, "Everything will be all right. We are not here to hurt you, but to bless you with gifts and love." As a child, that seemed quite strange to me. A person I didn't know wanted to give me gifts. Just then, a beam of bright light came down and showered me in light. But not just me. The whole backyard looked as if it were daytime. The next thing I remember was waking up and finding myself lying in a bed in a room with large windows. I thought for a moment that I had fallen asleep out in the yard, and my mum or dad had picked me up and brought me inside. But I dismissed that thought immediately as I realised I was not in my own bedroom. This room had white with gold all around the walls. The room was sparse, with very few items, just a bed, a few small tables and shelves. I felt cold, like when you wake up uncovered at night. I moved to get up off the bed and get under the blankets, but I paused, feeling the fabric beneath my fingers. It felt strange, softer and silkier than my comforter at home. My attention shifted when a beautiful lady walked into the room. Looking at me, concern on her face as she walked over to the bed, she moved her hand above my body and I felt immediate warmth. I looked at her curiously. The most striking thing about her was her skin. It was a brilliant blue, like the colour of a cloudless sky just after sunset, and just as beautiful. She was slim and tall, with gold adorning her head and breast. Her head was not exactly round, it was a bit oblong. She had large blue eyes that were striking as she looked at me with compassion. She wore a long white dress that brushed the floor, long sleeves that hung just below her wrists, and gold rings on her long fingers. As she sat next to me and reached toward me, I could see gold bands on her wrist as well. "Mylio," She placed a hand on my chest. Her hand covered my small chest from one side to the other. What does Milio mean?
It means little star.
She looked at me the whole time, but her mouth didn't move.
Where am I?
You're on a spacecraft above Tara, or what you call Earth. If you will relax, I'll tell you. I laid back down. She spoke as if she were telling me a bedtime story. My name is Lauren. I'm from a beautiful planet in the Arcturus star system in the Milky Way galaxy.
Is your planet like Earth?
Like some parts of Earth, it's covered with lush forest and deep blue oceans, teeming with life.
Can I go there?
She looked at me with a motherly expression and said no, just like my mum did when I asked for things that I shouldn't have.
But I can show you in your mind, she said, smiling at me.
She placed one hand on my chest and one on my head, and a view opened up like a movie scene inside my mind. I could see myself standing at the top of a grand staircase, overlooking a large and beautiful valley. The stars looked to be made of some sort of brown stone or marble, with hints of gold on every step. As I stood at the top of the stairs, I looked across the valley to the green and purplish grass, golden plants, and trees with towering blue mountains as far as I could see. The sky was a brilliant purplish blue with towering white clouds, and unlike the Earth, the planets and stars were visible in the sky. The air smelled clean and fresh, with a hint of fresh-cut grass and watermelon. It was the most beautiful place I had ever seen. As I stood there, I felt at peace, with a sense of love and belonging. It was like the planet was speaking to me. Next, I was looking over the vast oceans on her planet. They were a bluish purple that reflected the sky above. Beneath the water, I could see shadows of large and small animals that looked like fish swimming beneath the surface. I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if I could swim under the ocean like my favourite superhero, Aquaman? As soon as the thought entered my mind, I was under the ocean. Panic shot through me. I was never a good swimmer. Being so small, I had difficulty getting the hang of it, so I spent my sister-imposed swim time hanging onto the side of the pool or staying in the shallow end where I felt safe. Most of the time, I would get in the water for a minute and then get out and lay on the cement by the side of the pool where I was safe and warm. Lauren must have noticed my distress because she took my hand and I immediately calmed down. Finally, I looked at the incredible surroundings. I can hardly describe in words what I saw. There was tall, bright blue seaweed that glowed white around its edges, and then there were purple, orange, and yellow giant anemones, or as I call them, big squishy plants. Large round purple plants like Brussels sprouts reminded me of my favourite vegetable. Then I saw turquoise, broad-leafed plants with light blue flowers emerging from the middle of the plant. The sand below all this was golden in colour, with bright green rocks or coral peeking from beneath the sand. As I continued looking around, I was amazed at the countless number of different creatures swimming around me. Just when I started thinking I really was Aquaman, we were no longer in the sea, but hovering over a vast city, looking down. Where are we? This is the city I live in. It's called Anlentia, or the City of Life. Looking down, I could see lights of amber and blues. Some buildings were round, and others rectangle in shape, with vertical green and black mirrored windows surrounding them. As we got closer, I could see that the buildings had pathways connecting them all together, all of them leading to a central hub. The surface of the pathways was golden and green. Tall spires lined the pathways. The spires were around 6 to 8 feet tall, with octagon mirrors. Moving along the pathways, I noticed people that looked a lot like Lauren, tall with bluish skin and adorned with gold on their heads and hands. They were walking from building to building, but this wasn't the only way they travelled. There were things that looked like flying, flattened bubbles carrying people around. This week I was reading from James Kelly's book, Lone Believer, My Journey as a UFO Abductee. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com
www.patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.